from Certified No Bullshit. Never heard of this site before, but I'm going to have to check it out more. OnlyFans throuples sleep in the same bed and want children together. OnlyFans throuple. What the fuck is an OnlyFans throuple? Okay, so first of all, of course I know what OnlyFans is. It's a site that, to a large extent, is made up of people, women, doing porn for cash. So what's an OnlyFans throuple? Is an OnlyFans throuple an OnlyFans where three people are having sex with each other, two broads and a dude, or two dudes and a broad, or whatever? Is that it? I mean, isn't that kind of vanilla? Aren't there tons of threesomes you can find on Pornhub, Xvideo, and any other fucking porn website? I mean, what's so special about an OnlyFans throuple? Oh, but anyhow, they sleep in the same bed. It's got to be a big fucking bed. I guess it's a giant king size. King size isn't big enough. I guess there's like a super king. They'll sleep in the same fucking bed. I don't know. How does that work? Does like there one woman on each side and then he's in the middle? Throuple sandwich? Or two of them on the left and he's on the right? Or two of them are on the right and he's on the left? How does that work? Very odd. That's strange. Wow, three people sleeping in the same bed. Yeesh. Sounds uncomfortable. Anyway, before I get into this story about the stupidity of the times we live in, and how people seeking to reject traditional norms to an ever greater extent is destroying Western culture, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw red pill nature of my content to please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you will find a great many social media links. I suggest at the very least you follow me on Twitter and Facebook so you can be kept abreast of any new content that I post. I post updates. I post links to whenever I put new content on my BitChute channel, as well as when I'm going to do a live show onto Twitter and Facebook. So you follow me there, you will always know when I have content going up. So go check me out there. Also, at therealistphilosopher.com, at the bottom of the page, you will find three options for donating if you would like me to continue to create red pill content. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Anyhow, back to the story. So, this rather plain-looking dude, and actually I would say he's bordering on ugly, with that giant beach of a forehead and his eraser-shaped head, he's not a good-looking guy. Meanwhile, these two broads are pretty good-looking. So either he's a player to the umpteenth degree, or he's got money. Which I don't think is the case if he's doing OnlyFans, or maybe there's a third option. Maybe he's just the only dude these two broads could find that would involve himself in an OnlyFans throuple. Although I think they could probably find other dudes. But anyway, let's get to the story. The two broads ain't bad looking either. Weird combo. Let's see if the article explains this unusual triple coupling. Before we go any further, we're going to give our usual caveat here. The world takes all sorts. And so long as you're not hurting anyone, we reckon that's effing grouse. What? I don't know what that means. I guess that's okay. Dead set. I don't understand this language already. We reckon the meaning of life is to be happy and fulfilled. You think that's the meaning of life? Just being happy and fulfilled? Sounds like what a glutton says. Sounds like what an 800-pound shut-in says. Purpose of my life is to be happy and fulfilled. And I am happy and fulfilled. Stuffing my face all day with Little Debbie's and Twinkies. No, I don't think that's the meaning of life. I think it's important. I think that being happy is important, but I don't think you're going about it in the correct way. I don't think having lots of sex with multiple people or doing OnlyFans throuples is the way to happiness. So I think you are misidentifying what actually brings happiness. I think you were misidentifying hedonism and the fulfillment of the moment and your addiction to sex and worldly pleasures as somehow bringing happiness. I don't think you're happy or fulfilled. Anyway, still, some aspects of life still make us raise our eyebrows. Yeah. As you try to normalize this crap by insisting that indulging in worldly pleasures to the exclusion of all else somehow leads to happiness and fulfillment. Yeah. Not kids, not family, not legacy. Oh no, just lots of fucking and pleasure. Well, if that's the case, then the ideal lifestyle is that of a heroin addict. But anyway, not in a judgmental way, mind. Yeah, nah, it's more of a far out, that's a bit bloody unique way. Weird language. Bloody, what is this, in the UK? And that's fucking Mintox. What the fuck is this language? What the fuck does that mean? What is Mintox? What the fuck? Am I just too old? Is it just that I'm fucking old? I don't know what this fucking slang is. Anyway, let's get to the story, please. And enough with the weird fucking slang I can't understand. Alright, so today we're checking in with Jess and Stefan DeMarco. These guys live a pretty alternative lifestyle that sees them occupying a slot as one of the top creators on OnlyFans in the top 0.1%. Really? In a throppo? How are they in the top? I don't understand this. I thought that the dudes that contributed to the dudettes on OnlyFans had this unrealistic mindset that they had some kind of, at the very least, emotional relationship with these broads and delude themselves into thinking that maybe, possibly, somehow, they could somewhere down the line have an actual relationship with these chicks. Who the fuck is giving money to broads that are banging a dude on camera? I mean, isn't that dude in the place where you dudes want to be, meaning you're totally, completely excluded from any possibility of having any kind of sexual relationship with these broads right off the bat? I mean, it's not like you're gonna anyway, but how could you even delude yourself into thinking you could when this dude is on camera with him? Let alone give him money in the hopes of that happening. Wow. Boy, oh boy, guys are even more pathetic than I thought. I mean, it's bad enough that you're giving fucking money to broads banging themselves with dildos on camera and taking dumps in buckets. But now you're giving money to broads who are banging dudes, which means you're out. Oh, rear's philosopher, that dude could just be a porno guy. Yeah, but they live with this dude and sleep with him. They're clearly having a committed as you can, throuple relationship. It's not like he's some porn actor or something. Sharing a polyamorous lifestyle. Yeah, that's where happiness is found, huh? Yeah. Happiness and fulfillment can be found via indulging all your appetites and making that the sole focus of your life. Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, that brings meaning and fulfillment. Yeah, oh, okay. Granted, she's not a bad-looking broad. I mean, no gut, tight skin, tight stomach, good body. She doesn't have much of a rack, but it's at least a handful. She's good enough for me. And her face ain't bad. She's not a bad-looking broad. I mean, she's nothing special. Well, she's kinda. I mean, most broads are fat pigs who are white. Most Western broads are slobs. I'm out the other day. I see like half a dozen broads walk by, just come out of the bar near my place. They were all pigs. Not one of them was thin. I can go weeks on end without seeing a broad that is actually fit. So I guess she's special in that sense. She's not an obese slob, but otherwise, meh. For a broad that looks like she's in relatively good shape, meh, nothing all that special. She's not a model or anything. She's okay. Anyway, previously, they'd been looking to find another Sheila to join their relationship. Uh-huh. Sheila. Sheila? Is this in Australia? They like to use that term, Sheila, in Australia, to join their relationship. Now that they've met Mary Neghedi, ugh, what a weird name, they're ready to make babies. Really? And they're vocal about this. And yet OnlyFans dudes are still giving these people money? What? Are you thinking that because these two broads are banging each other, munching each other's muff, and they're both banging the same dude, that somehow they're fluid enough, open-minded enough that they'll maybe bang you too if you give them money? Whew, boy, the lows that men are stooping to. They just keep getting lower and lower. Before talking about that, though, Jess is pretty keen to explain the following. Yeah, please explain to me how dudes are giving you so much money that you're in the top 0.1% on fucking OnlyFans. We don't just hook up with women without the intent to continue growing with them. You mean you're going to grow your throuple to a quadruple? How would that be pronounced? A quad? So throuple? Quapple? Three bros and a dude? Are you going to grow even bigger? Jeez. Why don't you just become Mormons? Well, why don't you just become Mormons already? The dynamic of our throuple actually has four relationships in one. Really? Yeah, okay, let's hear the explanation. Mine and Stephen's relationship, Mary and my relationship, and his and her relationship, then the relationship we have as a whole. Wow. Yeah, that's definitely outside the norm. Definitely outside the norm! There's the broads. They're not bad-looking broads. I mean, the blonde has a larger build, but she's still very fit. The brunette has a more curvy body, but they're both. They have good bodies. Brunette's better looking, though. But anyway, they're not ugly broads, that's for sure. So with all the love in the house, is that what we're calling love now? This is love, huh? Even though love is actually the involuntary attraction to the virtue of others, that's what you've got. Oh, really? Even though that kind of love would preclude a throuple? They reckon the time is right to add to the family. Is that what you have, a family? This is what the left wants. Anything that is non-traditional, they're okay with. Man and a woman? No! Oh, everything else, it's fair game. We'll be trying to get pregnant soon. We, yeah. And the end goal is always to live together as a whole, as one big family. Wow. Can you imagine growing up a kid in that fucking family? Yikes. Parents are Satanists in all but name. Do what thou wilt. They don't even have the caveat of all that. Although they said as long as it doesn't harm anybody else. So you're going to be harming your kids. You say, as long as it harms nobody else, do what you want. Yeah. You're going to harm a lot of people. You're going to harm your fucking kids. Yeah. Of course, as is always the case, they can't make everyone happy. Well, it seems like you only care about making yourselves happy. Stephen's olds are all for it. What does that mean, Stephen's olds? But Jess isn't on speaking terms with hers, olds. I guess they mean their parents? Mary hasn't told her family yet, apparently. They're super traditional, and she's only shared the news with a few close friends. What a weird arrangement. I can't imagine this. I mean, God, I wouldn't want to live with any broad, okay? Too much of a pain in the ass, modern Western women. No. Could you imagine being such a cuck, wimp, beta male, simp loser that you would want to be with two modern-day feminist broads, which they'd have to be okay with? And psyched about this kind of arrangement? Talk about a nightmare. It'll be interesting to see how this all unfolds. Interesting, yeah. Oh, interesting, yeah. Because it's all just a game, right? It's not super serious. We're not playing with people's lives here. Oh, no. Final thought. One of the things we love most about bringing you news from all over the web. Wait, that's it? That's the whole story? That's the whole fucking story? Anyway, the story goes on by saying it'll be interesting to see how all this unfolds. So this is a picture of the future for Western culture, Western civilization. We need to embrace polyamory. We need to embrace anything that's non-traditional. We all need to become Satanists and just do what thou wilt. As long as it harms nobody else. But of course, this stuff will harm people, but hey... If you're harmed by it, you're just some intolerant, evil, conservative, bigoted bastard. We don't care about harming you. Yeah, it will harm people. And by the way, it'll harm kids as well. Could you imagine being a kid growing up in this kind of fucking household? I mean, you've seen how dysfunctional the Mormon community is, right? these old dudes marrying these 12-year-olds, these 10-year-olds. Oh my God, having like seven, eight wives, 78 kids. These kids come out of these fucking families all fucked up in the head, dysfunctional as fuck. They go out into the world, they can't take care of themselves, they can't be productive members of society. They have this totally, completely skewed view of relations between men and women. They can't have normal relationships. Wow, that's great. Oh, well, no wonder the left wants this, right? Yeah. It's all about societal deconstruction so we can build back better. Yeah, build back into a Marxist society, embraces socialism and communism so everybody's equal. Really? Oh, okay, so one dude's got three wives, three broads. Every dude should have three. Wait a second. There wouldn't be enough women to go around. How do you equalize that? Well, we don't really want to equalize that stuff. We just want to use the excuse of creating equality and do whatever you want and freedom to impose a socialist communist dystopia. I mean, once that comes about, you're not going to be allowed to have this polyamory crap. That's just a tool to deconstruct, you see. So there you go. There you go. That's the future, yo. I'd bang these broads, but live with them? Marry them? Have kids with them? Are you out of your fucking mind? Imagine what kind of dysfunctional people are going to come out of a relationship like this. Oh, my God. Yikes. This guy's got to be a mega cuck. This guy's a mega cuck. Got to be. Gotta be. I don't know what he does for a living, how much money he makes, but I think this arrangement is mostly for, making money on OnlyFans or something, which I don't get. Dudes, what's going on? Why are you paying these two broads to bang this dude on camera? When the whole idea of OnlyFans, the underlying fiction, is that you could maybe possibly get with one of these chicks you give money to. It's not the case here. They're only interested in adding broads to the mix, not dudes. What are you giving them money for, making them the top 0.1% creator on OnlyFans? Well, maybe you can let me know why in the comments section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you haven't already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Follow me there and let me know what you think in the comments.